Well, I think largely for security reasons. For example, Obi attacks our convoy. The fact that Omu contempt them, I think, reduces the risk. Omuko in a very slow mood, and no, it becomes dangerous. Because Mikai, some time ago, there was a robbery of a bullion van, the Ashanti region, Honum, no, and the robbers ambushed Ewo rough road, so where the vehicle would slow down. Okay, so a slow it down, risk factor, no, a cost through chain if it is speeding. However, you see, you were speeding, you were over speeding. I think American sometimes it's just too much. Anything I mean, per convoy, I said.
Okay.
Because me the last time me joining convoy, I had to chicken out because American, now me joining, hey, if I lose a tire and I may tie a tire and I'm losing control and I bump into a very bad speed bumper, and then because in excess of 200 kilometers an hour, there it was just too much. Okay, so me checking out, and besides, only say convoy a whiff for power and room for, because it consumes like double the amount of fuel Uber consuming on a normal day. Because Utsiasu accelerator, you know, from 0% unko 50. So there's a lot of pressure on the car engine. So maybe, to be honest, me pay convoy. However, convoy, you know, a mover, dispatch rider is or more in him, no. They have a way of communicating to the drivers, okay? In fact, your sign language might be BR, including even pedestrian crossing, even speed ramp, you know, there were different types. There was the speed hump, any rumble strips. Ningina, or more sign languages are or more user. Potholes, the hall, or more sign language. In fact, one of the sign language, obeying the 9 back from the motorbike, and to say, or step it like 1, 2. To show, say, they be something is on the road, and Omu communicate because they have communication gadgets. All right, so Omu do care for, they can communicate, reduce speed to 80 kilometers, and I reduce speed to 50 kilometers an hour. And if there's a diversion, they have a way of communicating and all that. So generally, safe. However, two things: they cause away in American one. Secondly, reckless. Other reckless road users, okay? Because almost every Oman Penin and the Fourth Republic, you know, has suffered an accident in one way or another. Okay, Udiashe, Oman Penin, former President Kufuor, Ewo Silver Star, you know, by a reckless drunk driver. Sherrollins, dear, you know, natural driver, or person on using illegal routes to join the main route on the motorway. Also reckless. Former Vice President Aka Owuye Ewo Cantonment Wohonum, also to date, accident. We don't know why no causes are accident, no, and as a hit and run driver, no, or why we your name. And so many reported cases. So who driving in a presidential convoy, even though police were dispatch riders, any ID were, don't assume that every road user you're saying and are on the car trip. A bit more, look, we have all manner of road users, okay? And in some cases, in Sumenia, convoy, you know, one another, you know, so there's some level of proximity. Unfortunately, sometimes by nature of car, no, and our driver, no, a bit more to me, so if they pass the first group or more choir, then the other road users or more person or more than then join the main road, and yes, as well, sometimes it results in crashes. So, you know, obviously, sir, level of convoy crashes, think is becoming one too many, but many it brings another issue.
Okay,
a bit more afi or more boost siren,
Mm. Rasani, se, and maybe a honoma, chichire me se mijina kwa wana miye road user. Na metese siren eba, se ye ambulance o se ye convoy bina eba. What is my duty? Because, se ni awuken, si si agana hano, ye te convoy kwa de anaye buwefu kwa, si se convoy bani anese, ah, amuna omo bano, omo diye si kenyina, omo babi tremina nanese, ye keka nesanti, onjina nchen kwa na convoy ni mna meseno, onjina nchen.
Absolutely, and in some cases, so a convoy bar as a road user, would they pay BBR AS safe, Gina? But the last time I drive, now to my left, mean to me, Gina, because not pavement, woho. Then convoy, you, Gina, me see me going for because there's a pavement. How can I climb the pavement? So I just say, but generally, be musu woho, like they have total disregard for sirens, you know, unimbenti, because you abuse the sirens, you know. I say, Obia Toka to see or install the siren. Me assure says, Sakawani taught Land Cruiser, or bet me a cocoa compay, or install the siren. And I think, sir, abuse, you know, has made Ghanaians feel, say, look, you are wasting our time. I will not give way to you. And truly, truly, media, over 80% of sirens, you know, are unnecessary. In fact, good name, sir, even those ones sanctioned by law to say ambulance, if it is not emergency, wouldn't be quite say we saw siren, no. Even we a police vehicle and it's not an emergency, not more any other, we can say we saw siren, no. But even would they abuse it? Just because I'm sanctioned by the state to do so, because I'm in a hurry, I want to dodge traffic, even though it's not an emergency situation, of a society, you know. And I think that is what is making Ghanaians feel that, no, they be after year ma omo kwai. So the unfortunate thing is, a bimu a omo ye legitimate siren users, you know, a omo hiya no, a ye emergency, you know, might not be given way because of the recklessness of others.
Yeah.
And Mikai, one of the media houses, omo ye omo roots, indiscipline or roots program B. And may receive information to the effect, say, sir, practice of capturing wrongdoers on the road, no, ebi mo ye MPs, any adi, no, didn't go down well with certain persons, within the corridors of power. And so, program, no, as soon as it started, yeah, it ended. It ended because some people were not happy about it. You see, so that's the unfortunate, the unfortunate thing. The culture of indiscipline, no, and then they promote and never will be.
Finally, maybe a word of caution, a word of advice, especially on the backdrop of Arausama Isoman Penny convoy, Abinya Akwenshia, yeah, driver, no, Ashre name queen. What are the lessons, sir? You bet me, FCND Freeza, Arausami, Emu, Rasani.
I think, generally, overhauling and I change standard operating procedures. Sometimes I ask myself, so cars be brewing with 50, who and who are inside? So first of all, you're reducing the number of cars in these convoys. Okay. Secondly, I think periodic training, no, because a lot of people drive without knowing, say, you are there, you're free, defensive driving. So if you are careful, would not be careful. All right. Thirdly, the road network. So, Mboa, Mikai, some time ago, let me free Master Nipa Accra, and I was on a bus, and I remember, let me to front seat, you know. Unim, at the point, the road became so narrow, said, we were moving, yeah, moving at about 100 kilometers an hour. Now, there was an oncoming vehicle, BRMOV, I think, and then a bus. A movie at about 120 kilometers an hour. Linear, we became so close to your friend said head-on collision. And at that speed, 100 plus 120, 220, we side-swiped each other and removed the side mirrors. Linear.
Wow.
That day, when I got to my destination, you see, God have given me a second chance of life. Okay, so the nature of the road network, because generally, it is safer to drive on a dual carriage than on a single carriage. Okay, and so yeah, sure, so the nature of the roads and the roadworthiness of the vehicles also will be the parking in the middle of the road without triangle in here, in the thick of the night. We in indiscipline, recklessness. So I think the National Road Safety Commission, moving forward together, of course, with the Ghana Police Service. Because sometimes Uber phone car be on the road and you wonder, ah, so it's her car we cry. Why? The police has never seen it. It has not gone through a checkpoint before. You see? So let's ensure that the right things are done.